anxiety to convince her that he was a social warrior and might make a good guest blogger. Race is totally overhyped these days. Black people need to get over themselves. It's all about class now, the haves and the have-nots, he told her evenly. And she used it as the opening sentence of a post titled, Not All Dreadlocked White American Guys Are Down. Then there was the man from Ohio, who was squeezed next to her on a flight. A middle manager, she was sure, from his boxy suit and contrast collar. He wanted to know what she meant by lifestyle blog, and she told him, expecting him to become reserved or to end the conversation by saying something defensively bland like, The only race that matters is the human race. But he said, Ever write about adoption? Nobody wants black babies in this country. And I don't mean biracial, I mean black. Even the black families don't want them. He told her that he and his wife had adopted a black child, and their neighbors looked at them as though they had chosen to become martyrs for a dubious cause. Her blog post about him, Badly dressed white middle managers from Ohio are not always what you think, had received the highest number of comments for that month. She still wondered if he had read it. She hoped so. Often she would sit in cafes or airports or train stations, watching strangers, imagining their lives, and wondering which of them were likely to have read her blog.